Fellow turn up his nose if you offer him 50 cents a day to do something. And I think that those things are ridiculous. In other words, they're talking about unemployment. They make a minimum wage. What are you going to do if you need your grass cut and you're too old to cut it yourself and you haven't got money enough to pay him $2.35 an hour? What's going to happen then? You're going to have your grass grow up and he's not going to have a job. I think if you're going to practice capitalistic things, you've got to let supply and demand set those things. I don't think that Fan and Congress can, if they're going to make it $2.35, why not make it $235? Be just as much sense. I think you're in the university. I doubt seriously if you've ever had a required subject of the capitalistic system. You might have had a little thing along the edge of it, but I mean a real required subject. 2 semesters, haven't you?
No, sir. I took them, but you never have to, they're not required.
All right. Do you think if you're going to live in a capitalistic thing that you should have it required, you should know what you're talking about? You wouldn't want to go out there and have a doctor operate on your brains that was a beautician, would you?
No.
All right. So if you're going to do those things, but we gloss over it. In the state of Louisiana, the law says that as long as you graduate from any high school, you can enter any state university in the state. They don't say you have to know anything. In many cases, they can't read and write, but they go to university. They stay down there for 1 semester, and when they get through, they wash them out before they make them take the exam, and they flunk them in English and math, don't you see? Well, that's cost the taxpayer. Is that fair to the taxpayer or fair to the student teacher money? I think that those things, I don't know what in the state of Georgia, whether you can go to the University of Georgia up at Athens or whether you have to pass the entrance examination. I know you have to pass the entrance examination at Georgia Tech and Emory. I know you're those are private schools, so that's a different situation altogether. I'm not talking about that. I don't know what. I read the Wall Street Journal every day. It is printed. It's printed 5 days a week. I don't rent it to the market. I don't know. I don't worry about that market. But the information in that Wall Street Journal, if you don't get in this paper over here, or the Atlanta Journal, the Memphis Commercial Appeal, the Times-Picayune in New Orleans, other papers, because it's a national thing. It's not a sectional thing. The Atlanta Journal up there is interested in that Peachtree section up there, that county up there in Georgia.
Cool.
Yeah. And the one in Memphis is interested in the county up there in Tennessee. And so it's got to be, because that's where they get the advertising, that's the lifeblood. But the Wall Street Journal is national, and they take in everything. So I get more information out of that than I do by reading the paper over here.
Yes.
But a lot of people walk down the street and they see the Wall Street Journal and say, "How is the market?" Well, I don't know what the market is. I'm not interested in that market there. I'm interested in, I have a friend. I just left here a while ago, for noon. He's